In Psalm 27, David once wrote, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And when evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. And though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling, and he will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. And then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy, and I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face, and your face, Lord, I will seek." Good morning, and thank you for joining me for Through Their Message. The past couple weeks have been difficult to write and to share because we have been called to look at our journey on this earth, to look at our priorities and the things that we desire and those things that we do that are important to us. This week, I want to take some time to breathe, to sit with you and to reflect on the promises that God the Father has presented to us, and to think about his faithfulness in carrying out those things that he has promised. I wanted to look at him and to worship and praise him and to give you reminders of his words of encouragement that fill the pages of the Bible. And no matter what you are looking at in your life today, no matter what may be happening at this moment, there is within his word encouragement for you. Seek his face, and he will bless you with the work of his right hand. In Psalm 91, it says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence, and he will cover you with his wings, his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge, and his faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And you will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. And because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. And he will call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Events have been taking place that really in a functioning world could not be explained. But in a world that is suffering from great deception and even greater delusions, and to those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and of what has been written of him and of the things to come, then these things happening today, we come to understand that they will happen before the time of the great tribulation. These things are the beginning of an end, and as it has been written, so it will be. Many use the term there is a convergence of things in these days, and there is definitely a coming together of things that are fully in every sense of their words, their meanings, and their directions against God and all that he stands for and all that he is. From Psalm 24, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he? This King of glory, the Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. These three passages of Scripture are to remind us that he alone is our salvation. He will rescue us from present dangers, and that it is he alone whom we should seek when these times and trials and troubles come upon us. He alone is God, and there is no one like him. It was he who created, and by his word time began. His hand brought order, and his hand sustains all of creation. And that is where we must look. It is not this country or that country that is turning from the Lord, but it is a global fall. A global resistance has set itself in place to wipe out, to silence, and to destroy the things of God. When creation was completed, he looked upon his work and said that it was very good. Very good. It was as he intended, and it was beautiful. And all that man could need in creation, it was provided for him. How far we have fallen. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. Hold no doubt in your mind about his power, about his sovereignty. Have no doubt that he will not let continue the things that are happening these days indefinitely. If your heart is showing signs of hardness, present yourself to the Lord and ask to have a clean heart and a renewed spirit. He's the only one who can give you these things. He's the only one who can show you the ancient ways and the ways that will take you home to heaven. The ancient ways are his ways, and he has not changed from of old, and these will lead and guide you. But you must repent of the ways in which you live, the ways that you think, the things that you act on, and that you speak of and for. And you must be willing to submit these things to the Lord. The life you are called to live will vary greatly from the life you may have envisioned, but you must adjust and change to the ways that he has called you to in that life. That may mean giving up things that make you happy right now, but his ways will step over happiness, and they will fill you with joy. And there's a vast difference in them. Joy is eternal and happiness is temporary. Today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day of your strengthening. Today is the day that he may return. We don't know the exact day or the exact hour, but we do know this. He is coming. In this life, it is important to you to be remembered. If it is important for you to be remembered, then let what is written of you be recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, for that is the only record that will stand the test of time. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we give you. For as I have told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that we will be like his glorious body. Philippians 3. Seek the Lord while he may be found, for quickly approaches the day when all that is written will be all that is written. And when the books are closed, the time of mercy and compassion will have passed. Where will you be found? Never has so important of a question been raised. How will you answer it? These three passages of Scripture offer you His salvation, His protection, eternal life, rest, and peace. They offer you hope in a world that is quickly passing away. Come to me, Jesus calls. All you who are weary and burdened, come and find rest for your souls. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come, follow me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless his holy name.